can't sleep now. I can't, like, look away from it, but I don't want to look at it.
How big is it?
It's, like, the big, like, centipede with, like, the really, like, long antennas on it, and they're fuzzy and gross. Like, the ones you see in basements, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Why do you look like that? Are you out of a horror movie? Oh, my God.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of season 2 of this podcast that doesn't have a name. The podcast that will never have the same title twice. On call, we have the lovely Sarah.
What?
You're my guest on call.
I'm podcast. There's a bug in my room, and my boyfriend's at work, so he can't kill it. And it's really big. Can you bike over?
Yeah, I'm gonna bike over to Rockford at 3:18 a.m.
No, you wouldn't even kill it.
No, I just make you do it.
Why are you there? Why do you look like that? Why? See, this is why I don't believe there's a God.
Because of bugs?
Why would he create that? Why? I'm gonna get under the weighted blanket, because I don't think I can lift it to get under here. Why do these exist?
Let's put a jar over it.
No, one, it's above me.
Yeah, so just reach above you.
Not like above me across the room. You think I'm getting out of the bed out of the safety of my own weighted blanket? You're funny.
Hmm.
I don't have a jar in here.
Then, like,
in jars, I just,
throw something at it.
It's gonna, like, move if I even try anything.
Yeah, into the jar, where you can then slip a card under.
No, I'm not. It's gonna move too fast and crawl up my arm and into my ear and kill me.
Oh my God, Sarah.
Have you seen Black Mirror?
That's not gonna happen. That's not a thing.
Oh my God, it's so big, though.
I've heard that before.
Like that.
I've heard that before, too.
I can't, like, sleep knowing that's there.
Then don't go to sleep.
I won't, but I'm really, like, scared right now, and I don't know what to do. I wish I had Tatum's number, my roommate, because I'd be like, yo, Tatum, can you kill this? Oh, it's moving, I can't. No, the pen is moving, I don't want to see it. No, stop moving, please, stop. Stop. Just stop.
Can you ask Tim for Tatum's number?
Oh, it went back up the thing, I think. I don't know where it went. Oh my god, I'm so scared. Oh my god, I don't want to think about it. I don't know where it went. I'm scared it, like, left.
Wow.
I'm so scared.
Then get out of the room.
I don't have anywhere to go.
What do you mean?
I don't have anywhere to go.
Just go upstairs.
People are sleeping up there.
So don't be loud.
People are sleeping on the couch in the living room.
Then go past that.
No.
Go into the kitchen.
Kitchen? No.
Yeah, get away from the thing that's spooking you. And then send Tim down there alone to deal with it.
I'm so scared right now.
It's gonna be okay.
He's like, they don't hurt people. I'm like, I don't care. On one hand, I can't see it. On the other hand, I don't know where it went. He said they're really scared of people. I'm more scared of it.
No, it's definitely more scared of you.
I don't think so.
Because you could actually kill it.
Yeah, well, I was cleaning my room. What if it was in my clothes and that's where it came from? I don't want to think about that.
Nah. It just came in from outside. You're in a basement, right?
Yeah, and the little fire escape is our window, so.
Yeah.
You know those one windows?
Yeah.
The window well things?
It just came in from outside, baby.
Yeah, definitely came from outside. But still, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you definitely gotta get out of there.
I can't go anywhere.
Just like in general, you should definitely move out of there as soon as possible.
I know, I don't want to live in a fucking basement.
Basically just living in someone else's basement.
Living in someone else. We pay rent. It's my basement.
Have you paid rent?
Well, Tim pays rent.
Yeah, but have you paid for rent?
No, Tim doesn't make me.
Yeah, so currently you're living in someone else's basement.
Whatever. I can't believe that just happened.
Isn't there like a... Oh, no, never mind, there isn't.
What?
I was going to ask if there was a bathroom downstairs, but I know there isn't.
No, I would hide in it.
Yeah. Just quietly go to the upstairs.
No, because there's a baby gate, and it's a whole thing, and it's dark, and I have to use my flashlight, and I'm just...
Why is there a baby gate?
Because there's a baby living here right now.
What?
I told you, patient sister's staying here with her baby.
Since when?
Not for long. Like, she's gonna leave soon.
But, like, when did it start?
Like, 2 days ago?
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying, but ramen is Asian spaghetti. I just know it's like in the floorboards now, and I can't
that
deal
sounds
with that.
Like
I'm freaking out.
That sounds like something Legend from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody would say. Seeing her in New Girl is weird. Like, seeing her in, like...
Other shows?
In other things is so weird. But I love it. I'm like, bitch... Iconic.
I'm just like, it's gonna be 30 more minutes, but I'm like, why?
30 or 3?
30.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, tell them it's an emergency.
Oh my god, how far away is he?
20. So I have to wait 50 minutes for him to come home.
Yeesh, good luck with that.
So he'll be home at like, 4:20.
Hey.
I'm scared.
Don't be. It's okay.
I hate bugs.
Well, that's pretty generalistic and rude.
Okay, well, I hate centipedes. They're scary.
Yeah, they do be.
They're really fucking scary. I was like, they don't hurt people. It's not gonna bite you or anything. I'm like, I don't fucking care. It's scary.
Yeah.
That's not the point. I know it's not gonna hurt me. I just don't want to see it. Just, my brain just doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I have, like, the, you know, like, when you're, like, scared and, like, your stomach tenses up? Like, that's how I feel. And I fucking dread. Like, I don't want to feel anything like that.
Yeah. I get that.
In terms, like, I'll just kill it. Because, like, oh, he killed, like, a small spider the other day. But, like, I don't really care about small spiders.
Yeah, me neither. I just kind of let him vibe.
Yeah, well, he killed it. And I was like, okay, whatever. He's like, I'll just kill all the bugs. Like, don't worry. Like, you never have to kill a bug again. I'm like, okay, cool. I hate doing it anyways. I make my mom do that shit. Cool beans. We're on the same page. But that thing was huge. And of course he's gone. At work. Why does it exist?
Because there is no God.
Well, what's the point of them? I want to know the point of centipedes. Like, what did it...
I want to know the point of thorns. They're just mean.
Centipede. Centipedes are known for killing pests in your house that are completely unwelcomed. They're the unwelcomed ones.
Yeah, but they...
Oh, they kill roaches, moths, flies, silverfish, and termites. Okay.
Yeah.
Centipedes use their two legs right near their head, which have been modified to carry venom, and their other leg to scoop up the bug. Oh. Okay. They're the good guys of the arthropods.
Yeah.
Because their diet tends to benefit humans the most. You see, these creepy fellows lunching on our least favorite bugs and insects. Okay. But they're scary. It's fuck to see. Like, when you're just vibing and you look up and you fucking see that thing on your wall, it's like a fucking horror movie.
You know, that is true.
Why are their legs so long? Like, why do you look like... Why? People just hold them and keep them as pets in
My
their
dad
home.
Did when he was a teenager.
Centipede?
He had a giant millipede.
That's worse.
Size of a snake.
Those are scary.
I know, right?
Okay, they're kind of cute, but they're scary.
He just vibed with it, and I was like, iconic. And he wrote a unit. My dad had a giant millipede and did his paper out on a fucking unicycle.
Me?
To get more tips.
Can we write short stories about your dad?
What do you mean?
like, when he was young, like, we should write some stories about his, like, stories.
Yeah.
And publish that shit.
Aw, yeah.
Crawl on your bed? They've even been known to be in the bed when people sleep. Why am I reading? Why am I reading this? I need to stop. I need to stop.
It just cares about you and wants to love you.
No, I don't want to love it.
Well,
they can travel up to 1.3 feet per second. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I can believe that.
That small and it can be that bad? No.
Yeah, I mean, bugs do be quick. They're so little.
So
they can just zoom.
Oh my god. I just don't like being alone in the room with them.
Yeah.
Like, it can vibe, it can live, but, like, I don't want to be the only one here.
I want to get a lizard.
Why?
Because I just do.
I mean, they're kind of cute.
Right? Whoa, hey, guess what?
What?
Goofy isn't a dog.
Goofy's not a dog?
No, he's in the Canis. He's in the canine family.
What is he?
He's just Canis Goofus. It's the Latin term. He's just Goofy.
Species? No, he's a dog. I just looked it up.
No, yeah. Officially, they say it is, but the voice actor says it's otherwise. I'm going to send you an article.
His full name is G.G. Goofy Goof. His aliases are Zippy Dog George, G. Just Goofus D, Dog Goofy G. Goof, and Super Goof. His species.
For you listeners at home, I'll put this article on the Tumblr.
Tim's on his way home.
A.
So it turns out Goofy was not a dog. The voice actor, our childhood, was a freaking lie. Is this from Tumblr?
No.
Twitter?
No, this is just from my Google feed.
Oh. Goofy was one of our favorite cartoon characters growing up. He was a fun-loving, a great dad, and the best friend anyone could ever ask for. They haven't met you. However, there has always been some speculation if Goofy was a dog or some... I don't know what that word says. People like to believe a cat. The man who voiced both Goofy and Pluto, so both dogs, for over 30 years, has confirmed Goofy is neither. I'm very scared the centipede's just gonna pop out again. He's not a dog, Pluto is a dog, but Goofy seems to be in the way of the canine family in the same way that a wolf is not a dog, but they are also in the canine family. I think canine Goofus is technical Latin term for what Goofy is. He's just Goofy. He's just his own species, so his kid is also Canis Goofus too.
Yeah.
So even though Disney officially labels Goofy as a dog, Phil believes the truth behind Goofy is murkier. I forget foxes are technically like dogs.
Right? I wanna own a fox.
Foxes are so cute. I can't believe it just disappeared on me before my boyfriend could get here to kill it.
Well, not kill it.
Yeah, he would kill it.
Exactly. You need that little dude around. Ow, I kicked my back. You know what I gotta say is one of the few things getting me through this quarantine?
What?
My Nintendo Wii.
I can't really. Fucking centipede is so scary. Can't believe I'm dating a 25-year-old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's a man, though. See, he's releasing a song.
Wow.
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 Tim's calling me. Hold up.
Okay, bye. Alright, ladies and gentlemen. That was Sarah Woodall on call. And if you don't mind me, I'm going to go get some ice cream. And I will be right back. Oh my god.
What?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Just chilling, waiting for my boyfriend to go.
Well, welcome back to the show, folks.
Welcome back.
Oh my god. Ew, excuse me. Excuse me, you whore.
Excuse you.
Thank you.
Oh my god, Tim didn't bless me, and I'm so offended. He's like, I'm a Jehovah's Witness, we don't do that. And I was like, you were a Jehovah's Witness.
You should go as a Jehovah's Witness for Halloween.
No.
Oh, hey, Chief. They never have any tasks for me.
Huh?
The villagers never want me to do anything for them. Let me do a job for you. I need a sense of purpose. Got a fossil. Ooh, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
You know what pisses me off about the original Animal Crossing?
What?
You can't change the wallpaper or flooring in your basement.
No.
It bugs me. Oh my god, rude.
Huh? Sorry, I can't hear you over me hiccuping.
Yeah. I'm strictly against hiccuping. That greatly offended me. I don't remember what I was saying, so... I'll never know. Wendell! There he is! I feel like what makes me hate hiccuping is that there's like... I don't know. It's like, what do you do when someone hiccups? Nothing.
You just let them hiccup.
And it's just weird. Give me another fucking wallpaper, goddammit.
Oh my god, these hiccups.
Do what Tavis Parker told me to do in high school.
What?
Just hold your breath.
I still hiccuped.
Damn.
I hear him.
How hot. You come home and your girlfriend hiccups. What do you do?
Literally. Baby! Hola. I'm also on the phone. Mm-hmm. You're on speaker. Say hi.
Oh my god, you guys are in speaker. Hi. Welcome to the show, Tim. Don't kill the centipede. It's front.
Hey, Ben. There we go.
Alright, bye. Drop the controller there. Give it up for Sarah and Tim, everybody. Alright, back to Animal Crossing. Let me turn this shit up. Alright, we're playing some Animal Crossing. Let me move this. There we go. Alright, so, playing Animal Crossing. It is currently 4:28 a.m. Wow. I should really work on getting on a better sleep schedule. Alright, I'm done playing Animal Crossing. There's nothing else to do. I mean, there is things to do. But I... would rather play Super Mario 64. Because, bitch, I modded my Wii. Best decision I've made with it. I got it for $15 at Goodwill. A deal I couldn't resist. Even though it said on the box, need small repair. I still took a chance because I said, you know what? $15. I do have to go over there to turn off the console. Then I could come over here to turn it back on. There we go. This fucking Wii came with the console, obviously. This stand, both, you know, all the sensor bar, both cords. The fucking, manuals and the copy of Wii Sports it originally shipped with, and two nunchucks. But you know what it didn't come with? Either of the fucking Wiimotes. Ba 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 ba. I can actually do Mario's wings to the sky now. Oh my god, am I tired? But oh my god, do I not want to go to sleep right now? Well, actually, that actually does sound kind of great. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, I'm gonna get this star or die trying. And that's just gonna be how it is. Bum 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 bum. Shit. That was one of my goals. Was to not take damage at all. Holy shit. Oh, I fell all the way down to the bottom. God damn it. Bum 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 bum. Alright, now I'm trying to shoot to the floating island. Turn the shit up. Hell yeah. Oh, we overshot that shit. I always shoot it right at the tree. Fuck yeah. But I don't need that. Shit. Should use the cannon. Now I'm flying. Shit. I'm on a shell. Yeah, I'm going up the mountain on a turtle shell. Oh shit, I got hit by a rolling ball. Oh shit, dude. Shit, shit, shit. I'm so bad at this. No. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm down to one little pizza slice of health. Oh. And I'm dead. I think it's fair to call it there. I hope you all enjoyed the first episode of season 2. If you want to know what happened to season 1, well, oh my god, that's where my laptop went. Crazy. Crazy, unpredictable me strikes again. I don't know what I'm talking about. Other than the truth, bitch. Shit, that was my phone. I ordered a couple things from B&H Photo. They're gonna help take my... Well, I ordered one thing that's gonna take my color grading to the next level. And then the other is just a fun little thing that I've been wanting. And it wasn't too expensive. So I decided, you know what, I'll just treat myself and get it anyway. Cause I clap my hands to sync every time. But doing it a bunch, I'm like, I don't always get consistent claps. So that's why I ordered a clapboard. I'm not always gonna write down the scene and whatever take, but sometimes I will. Anyway, check out my Patreon, check me out on YouTube. I'm gonna be doing some very different content hopefully soon. Their dog is outside. My neighbor's dog is on their balcony back porch thing. Anyway, I think that'll do it for the first episode of season 2. Until next time, I'm me, and you're you, and have a wonderful time.